We have a game about that rare film genre movies where two female characters don't talk about a man. This is a trivia game called a Bechdelicate Balance. Puzzle Guru Archung, can you please mansplain to us what the Bechdel test is?
I'm going to give it a shot. The Bechdel test was developed by cartoonist Alison Bechdel, and it's a measure of how female characters are represented in media. To pass, a movie must include at least two women who have at least one conversation with each other about something other than a man.
Sounds easy, right? Wrong. Almost half of all movies can't pass this very, very basic test, but we actually found some surprising examples of bro-y films that do. So I'm going to describe a scene from a film that allows it to pass the Bechdel test, and you are going to buzz in and identify the film. Here we go. Holly encourages her pregnant secretary, Ginny, to have a drink at the Nakatomi Plaza Christmas party. Oh, okay. How about this clue? Watch out for that handsy Hans Gruber. Logan.
Die Hard?
Yes, Die Hard. Here's your next one. High on cocaine one evening, Roller Girl asks Amber Waves to adopt her and be her mother. Janet.
It's the movie with Heather Graham.
Yeah, keep going.
And she's on roller skates because
right.
She is Roller Girl.
You're correct.
And I think it's Boogie Nights.
It is Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, a bunch of cocaine made a movie. And it's called Boogie Nights. Flight attendants Claire and Grace chat about how they're going to miss each other since this is Claire's last flight before she starts law school. And then a bunch of venomous reptiles are set loose. Turns out she's got her first case. Logan.
Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah, that's right. In this Wes Anderson film, Etheline talks to her adopted daughter, Margot, about quitting smoking, but says nothing about Ben Stiller's tracksuit problem. Janet.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes, that is correct. Padme and Anakin's mother talk about slavery and pod racing. Logan hit that buzzer aggressively.
Star Wars?
Yeah, you're going to get more specific than that, I think.
Do I have to?
You better, yeah.
All right, episode one.
Anything else?
Oh, that's...
No, I'll give it to you. I was just...
A New Hope?
Yeah.
Wait. She already said she'd give it to me.
Yeah.
Although, you know, knowing our audience, that, like, requires -2 points.
Yeah, I would. No. It was Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
I'm a Star Trek guy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh,
it's getting worse.
You still got it right. This is your last clue. Katie yells at her daughter, Jeannie, about getting arrested after she kicked the principal in the face on the same day her brother skipped school to take a joyride in a stolen Ferrari. Janet.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That is correct. Great game. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie, so
what?
Let's go to a quick tiebreaker. The police chief's wife, Ellen, and a local motel owner discussed whether Ellen will ever be considered an islander instead of asking, how do I not get killed by the shark? Janet.
Jaws?
Jaws is correct. Well done. So, Janet, with that, we've tied it up, and we're going to another quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 11 Broadway shows that have run for more than 5,000 consecutive performances. Logan, you're first.
Cats.
Cats is correct. 7,485 performances. Janet.
Chicago.
Chicago, number two, over 8,300. Logan.
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera is number one, 12,000 performances. Janet.
A Chorus Line.
That is correct. 6,000 and change. Logan.
The Lion King?
Lion King, over 8,000. Six left. Janet?
Wicked.
Wicked, correct. 5,500. Logan? I'm going to have to give you 3 seconds.
42nd Street?
No, I'm sorry, 42nd Street was not a correct answer. The remaining answers were Beauty and the Beast, Les Miserables, Mamma Mia, O Calcutta, and Rent. So I'm sorry to say, Logan, we have to say goodbye to you. Janet, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.
It's settled. Our finalists are Nathan and Janet. They'll face off in our final round at the end of the show. And if you love Quizzo, cheesesteaks, and Betsy Ross, good news. We are coming to Philadelphia. On Friday, February 24th, we'll be at the Keswick Theater for a live taping of our show with special guest Amy Sedaris. Tickets and information at amatickets.org. Coming up, thanks to Roy Wood Jr., we finally have a puzzle on NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, and it's a jigsaw puzzle. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.